Hi there, this is Neil Utamsing from firstrentalproperty.com. Today's podcast is about selling your rental property. And in fact, it's entitled, When Should You Sell Your Rental Property? So I come across a lot of new investors, a lot of people who are just beginning, just starting off as a real estate investor, and as well people that have been investing in real estate for a little bit of time. And a situation that people find themselves in many times is considering selling a rental property. Perhaps they've bought their first rental property and it hasn't worked out the way they thought it would, or they've got multiple properties that they want to take a look at selling some. And it's a very tough spot for real estate investors, not only new real estate investors, but experienced real estate investors. And that's the question of when should you sell a rental property? So I believe there are a few different scenarios where I think it makes sense to sell a rental property. For those of you that have read firstrentalproperty.com in detail, you know that I'm a big advocate of long-term buy and holds. I think that's essentially how smart real estate investors invest, and that's how wealth is created, through the long-term in real estate. So I don't feel that you should give up and sell your rental property just because you may find it difficult or the going's tough a little bit. So that's not an excuse. You shouldn't really bail on your rental property and sell it because it's too much work. Maybe you've bitten off more than you can chew. That happens. You can always outsource management of your rental property to a property manager. So I do not think that you should give up early. You should definitely keep a rental property for a long period of time. Having said that, there are a few key areas in which I think that one should sell. One of them is, looking at the return that you're receiving on your rental property. So nobody has a crystal ball. Nobody can kind of see the future and see, what areas will outperform others. There are, of course, certain statistics and data that we can follow to see what areas have job creation, what areas have growth, what areas have immigration. And as such, real estate values are positively affected by that. But sometimes, as a new real estate investor, you'll venture out, you'll purchase a property, and it may not perform the way that you thought it would. In particular, it may not perform with regards to the tenant profile. The tenant profile may be a lot worse than you thought it would be. And in fact, you may have thought the tenant profile would be fine, but you are surprised. You have an unfortunate surprise of learning that the tenant profile is a very difficult one. When that happens, your return on investment can be negatively affected. It can be negatively affected because you'll have lost rents, you'll have non-paying tenants. In addition, you may have higher maintenance on your properties if the tenants aren't taking care of them. So if you have a poor tenant profile, it can affect the long-term return of your property just because there's more required. There's more capital required on your end in order to maintain the property. And in particular, like I was saying, the maintenance of the property, fixing things that are being broken. If the tenants are very rough on the property, it may require you putting a lot more maintenance into the property, painting, fixing things around the property. So that's an additional cost that you would incur. So there's another area in which I think that somebody should sell a rental property. Number one, if you're not getting a return on it, I think it makes sense to then redeploy your funds into another rental property. So another rental property that is actually generating a greater return. So here's a perfect example. You've got a rental property, the tenant profile is poor, your cash flow is minimal, your appreciation is very minimal as well. You can redeploy those funds and invest in another rental property where you're yielding a much higher cash flow. You've got a rental property that's cash flowing $100 per month, and it's got a rough tenant profile. You can potentially sell that rental property and purchase another one with a much greater yield, so with a much greater cash flow, say $500, $600 per month. So that's one area. Another area that I think it makes sense to sell a rental property is when it becomes vacant. So when you have a rental property and it's difficult to manage because the tenants are being difficult, it's very tough to sell. It's very tough to sell because you may have non-payment of rent occurring. You may have tenants that aren't cooperating with regards to cleaning up the house and making it look nice for sale. So obviously, when a home goes up for sale, you have to make sure that it's tidy, it's taken care of, and then it's presentable to any potential purchaser that comes in and sees the home. Well, if you have tenants that, don't really care that much or don't want to leave, or there's some sort of conflict between the rent payment, they're not going to really put in their best effort to make sure the house is tidy, make sure it's clean, make sure that it's presentable for when prospective purchasers are coming in the house. As such, what happens is the house shows very poorly, and the potential purchasers don't get a good glimpse of what the house can look like. There's clutter everywhere. There's clothes lying on, the floor. I've seen this all, and it's literally you walk into, the house or the bedroom of the rental property, you can't even step forward because there's this garbage and junk everywhere. Not a very pleasant sight for a potential purchaser coming in and looking to buy a property. It's not very reassuring, or it's not a very good sight when there's dirty laundry thrown all over the floor and the buyer can't even step forward in the house. So as such, when you're looking to unload and sell a rental property, obviously then an ideal time becomes when the property's actually vacant. So when it's vacant and you no longer have tenants in there that perhaps have been causing problems, perhaps have been a little troublesome, you can spend the time, you can spend the money to dress up the property a little bit, maybe paint it, do some repairs, some small renovations, make it look nice so that when you then go to sell it, it's very presentable. Maybe stage it as well, because since it's a vacant house, you want to essentially take a look at staging the house, so that it's presentable, and when people come in, they get a good impression of the house. So having the house vacant is quite important when you're taking a look at selling a rental property. So basically, there's two areas that I talked about. One area is, you look to sell a rental property when it's not giving you the returns that you can get elsewhere. And that's what happens sometimes. Sometimes what happens is we buy a property, and it's a dud. It doesn't perform well. And as such, you're making a minimal return. Then what can happen is you can take those funds that you've invested in that property and redeploy them somewhere else so that you're making more money, so that you're making a higher return. In particular, perhaps a higher cash flow, and a potentially a higher appreciation. You can never bank on appreciation in the long term. Actually, I rescind that comment. Of course, you can bank on appreciation in the long term. But what I mean is you can't predict the level of appreciation that occurs. So you have to be very particular about, not counting too much on the fact that a property will appreciate, but rather, of course, buying it for cash flow. So two areas. When should you sell your rental property? One, when it's not giving you a sufficient return and you can redeploy your capital elsewhere and make a higher return. And two, when the property is vacant, because trying to sell it when it's tenanted and if your tenants are causing you problems, it's going to be a nightmare and a headache for you to sell the property. And what may end up happening is you may get a lower value for the property than you actually want because the property does not show well. They're not taking care of it. It's dirty, it's messy. There's clothes everywhere. There's junk lying around. There's food lying around everywhere. So make sure the property's vacant. Dress it up, make it look nice, stage it, and then you can sell it. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. This is Neil Utamsing from firstrentalproperty.com.